朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
是的，天父，有一件事我们要一生一世来寻求。
Yes, Heavenly Father, there's one thing we would like to seek with all our lives.
就是你给我们人生的使命。
That is the mission you give to our lives.
求主帮助我们每一位都有受教的心。
Please help us so we all have a teachable heart.
无论是讲的、听的，今天早上我们都要蒙福。
Please bless those who speak, those who listen.
奉耶稣基督的名祈祷。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. 我们人活得要有意义，就应当有一个使命感。
To have a meaning life, we must have a sense of mission.
没有使命感的人生一定会很无聊，很迷茫，也不晓得自己要干什么。
A life without sense of mission must be very boring, and also you would not know what to do.
使命不同于目标。
Mission is different from a goal.
使命是不变的。
A mission will not change.
目标是为达成使命而设立的里程碑。
A goal is a milestone in order to achieve the mission.
没有使命的目标一定是不定的、空洞的，或者没有多大意义的。
A goal without a mission is empty and meaningless.
好像我们做学生的说，我的目标就是要毕业拿个学位。
For example, as a student, you would say my goal is to graduate to get a degree.
毕业以后又怎么样呢？
But what would you do after you graduate?
如果你有一个使命感，你说我知道我要做一位医生，帮助人病得到医治。
If you have a sense of mission, you say I would like to be a doctor to help people to cure their diseases.
或者你说我要做一个连锁餐馆的老板，像是陈振昌一样。
Or you
陈振昌。
Or you might say you would like to be a boss of a chain restaurant like 陈振昌。
Mr. Chen, yeah. 大家华人都知道，全美国最难吃的中国食物就是熊猫快餐。
Everybody knows that the least tasteful Chinese food is Panda Express.
但是过去30年以来，陈振昌他建立一个熊猫菜快餐的王国，超过2500家，每年的营业额超过20亿美金。
But the boss, 陈振昌, he has established over 2,000 Panda Express restaurants and his income is...
为什么？因为他有一个使命感。
Because he has a sense of mission.
什么是你人生的使命？
What is the mission of your life?
有一句话这样的说，人生最重要的有两个日子。
There is saying, there are two most important days in your life.
第一个是你出生的日子。
When is the day when you're born?
第二个是你发现你出生意义的日子。
And the other is when you discover why you were born.
我想每一个人都知道自己生日，有没有人不知道？举手看，没有哈。
Does anybody not know his birthday?
你知道你人生的意义是什么吗？
Do you know what's the meaning of your life?
圣经告诉我们，你人生的意义不是由你自己定的。
The Bible tells us that the meaning of our lives is not determined by us.
而是照你生命的主宰为你定的。
It is determined by the Lord who made your life.
唯有他才能够告诉你，你人生的使命是什么。
Only he can tell you what is the mission of your life.
好像因为木匠他做桌子椅子，桌子椅子本身是不懂得为何被造的。
Like a carpenter who made tables and chairs. Tables and chairs, they don't know why they are being made.
木匠来决定。
The carpenter made determined.
你找到你人生的使命是一件非常重要的事情。
It is a very important thing to find the mission of your life.
不然你的人生会浪费，那是没有办法填补的损失。
Otherwise, you waste your life and that cannot be made up.
基督徒，我们可以明白我们人生的使命。
Christians can understand the mission of our lives.
都是由神的话而来。
It comes from God's word.
首先，人生的使命有两类，一类是指着综合性的，一类是指着个别性的。
There are two kinds of missions for people's lives. One is comprehensive, the other one is individual.
综合性的就是圣经所讲的，每一位信徒都应当明白神选召我们的目的。
The comprehensive mission is what's written in the Bible. Every believer should understand the meaning, the reason God made us.
但是个别性的使命，每一个人就不一样了。
But individual missions will be different for different people.
今天我们要从以弗所书第二章第十节来看我们综合性的使命。
Today we'll look at the comprehensive mission from Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10.
人生的意义何在？
What's the meaning of life?
首先神赋予我们生命。
First, God gave us lives.
请大家一起来跟我念以弗所书二章十节，来。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。我们原是神的工作，这个工作原文它是指的 workmanship， 就是精心的作品。
We are God's workmanship. It's a carefully made thing.
好像你去艺术馆，或者是你去参观，你看到一幅画，这幅画是一个艺术家所画的。
If you go to a museum, you see a painting. The painting is made by an artist.
这一位艺术家借着他的画，可以把他的智慧、构想、气质跟创造力都表达出来。
This artist will express his feeling, his conception and everything through this painting.
那我们每一个人都是上帝的杰作，就是我们可以把上帝的本质借着我们表达出来。
Each one of us is the most precious workman of God. That is, God can express His character through us.
如果你不相信的话，你回家去照着镜子看看你自己的样子啊。我保证这世界上没有一个跟你一模一样的人。
If you don't believe, you go home and look into the mirror, I can guarantee you there's not second person who looks exactly like you.
即使双胞胎也不一样，因为你是神唯一的独特的杰作。
Even twins will look different because you are the only and unique creation of God.
对人而言，神有两次的创造。
To humans, God had two creations.
第一个创造是神为我们预备了这个宇宙的万有。
The first creation is God prepared the universe and everything in it.
神为我们预备了这个美丽可以居住的地球。
God prepared this beautiful livable earth.
神为我们预备了所有的生物能够继续的繁衍生命。
God prepared all kinds of lives that can sustain themselves.
最后神的创造是提供了所有生命所需要活下去的物质。
And God also provided everything that lives will need.
在传道书第三章十一节这样的说。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11 it says,
我们一起来念。神造万物各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人心里。然而神的自终的作为 人不能参透。今天科学已经发展到可以上天下地登陆月球。
Today's science is such that we can go to, get out of the earth, get down into the earth, and get onto the moon.
但这个宇宙中还有 95% 的暗物质，那就是指的人根本还没有见到想到过的东西。
But there's also dark matter that's 95% of the whole universe.
不用说太空了啊，就是你身上的一根盲肠到现在还没有搞清楚是做什么用的。
Let's not even talk about the space, but even your appendix in your body.
我想盲肠的作用就是让我们弄不明白它是做什么用的，好叫我们前辈。
Maybe the appendix is such that we do not understand, so we can be humble.
生命是神所造万物当中最奇妙的创造。
Life is all creations of God, the most wonderful.
生命来自于生命，而且生命有一定的期限。
Life comes from life, and there is also a certain time for life.
目前我们所知道的活得最久的生物是 Greenland shark, 它是鲨鱼，大概可以活500年。
The longest known life is Greenland shark, which can live 500 years.
那么就是连一个小小的海胆啊，它也可以活200年。
Even a little small sea urchin can live 200 years.
那所以人相比较之下，你能够活到80岁，那已经要感恩了啊。
So if a human can live up to 80 years, you should be thankful.
但人的智慧却远远超过任何的生物。
But human intelligence surpasses every other life form.
人之所以与其他的动物不同，那是因为人是按着神的形象造的。
The reason humans are different from other animals is because humans are made in image of God.
因此，人的里面有一种本质是动物没有的，就是类似于神，可以跟神交流。
So there's something in humans that other animals don't have, that is something like God, we can communicate with God.
但是因为人的骄傲就滥用了这个智慧。
But because of our pride, we abused this.
所以亚当跟夏娃他们凭着自己的智慧选择什么是善什么是恶，就把神给拒绝了。
So Adam and Eve used their own judgment to decide what is good, what is evil, and they refuse God.
这个就是圣经所讲的罪。
This is the sin that the Bible talks about.
这个字希伯来文原来的意思是哈塔，这个字的意思就是没有射中那个箭的靶。
This word sin in original Hebrew, that means missing target.
意思说上帝要人去做的事情没有做到，这个叫做罪。
That is what God asked people to do, we did not do. That is sin.
罗马书五章十二节，请各位一同来跟我念。这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。原来生命的结束是与罪有关。
The end of life has to do with sin.
老化的现象是在人类犯罪之后才产生的。
The process of aging appeared after humans sinned.
那是一个不可以逆转的一个新陈代谢渐渐失丧的过程。
It's an irreversible process in the human metabolism.
所以人的寿命也止于百岁。
So human lives is only limited to about
可能有人会问说，那为什么好人可以活的命短，坏人可以活的命长呢？
And some people may ask why bad people live long time and good people live shorter time.
原来罪不光是自己，可以影响到别人。
Because sin not only is on this person himself, it can also affect other people.
在五山银行，那三个被冤枉打死的人，不是因为他们的罪而死的。
Those three people who were shot at the Fifth Third Bank a couple of days ago was not because of their own sins.
是因为凶手的罪导致于他们的死亡。
it's the crime committed by the perpetrator.
在神看来，死亡不见得是一件坏的事情。
In God's eye, death may not be a bad thing.
因为人的灵魂是永存的，还有后来的日子要过，有报应，有神的奖赏跟惩罚。
Because the spirit lives on forever, and there will be judgment, there will be God's reward and punishment.
我们不能够用一个人在世上的日子来判断他的结局好跟坏，这个是在乎于神。
We cannot use a person's days on earth to judge whether a person's good or bad. It's up to God.
罗马书第一章二十八节，请大家跟我一起来念，请。他们既然故意不认识神，神就任凭他们存邪僻的心，行那些不合理的事。人用自由意志故意选择不要神，那么罪才占据了人的心。
Romans 1:28 tells us that humans choose not to obey God, therefore sin is coming to their hearts.
这个世界充满了仇恨战争，第一次世界大战死了2000万人，二战死了6000万人。
This world is full of hatred and wars. First World War, 20 million people died. In Second World War, 60 million people died.
这些日子好像都已经过去了。今天如果一个人被车子撞死了，要求100万元的赔偿。
Those things seem to have passed. And today, if somebody is being hit and died by a car, people would ask for $1 million reward.
你知道，不过是半个多世纪以前的时候，战争发生时，人命是多么不值钱。
It was only about half a century ago, during the war, people died, their lives did not seem to be worth much.
这些事还会再来重复的发生。
These things will come back again.
不但人的私心把神造的这个美丽的地球弄得乌烟瘴气。
Not only human selfishness polluted this world.
空气污染、水源污染、核废料的污染、滥垦山林、原油的短缺。
Air pollution, water pollution, cutting down all trees and shortage of gasoline and so forth.
你到中国餐馆吃饭，稍微注意一下，看从中国来的富二代他们怎么吃东西，你就明白了。
If you go to China and eat in a restaurant and take a look at those, the rich second generation, how they eat, you will understand.
四个年轻人进到餐馆里面，点的菜一大堆，然后吃一点点就在玩手机，吃完以后走了，所有的剩菜都留下也不带走。
Four young people would come and order a whole table full of food and eat only a little bit and play with their cell phones and just leave without taking anything with them.
他们不会把吃剩的带走，因为没有这种习惯，我就有钱，我这么做这个事。
They will not, doggy bag any of the leftover because they don't have this habit.
浪费就会造来贫穷，造成贫穷。
Waste will result in poverty.
当人离开上帝，就活在被罪所控制的世界。
When people depart from God, they live in a world that's controlled by sin.
所以我们看到暴力、色情、仇恨、竞争充满了这个世界的每一个角落。
So we see violence, pornography, hatred, everything filled this every corner of this world.
但是上帝的本质是慈爱的。
But God's nature is love.
他不会容许按着他形象所造的人永远的这样灭亡。
He will not let those people who were made according to his image to perish.
所以他为人类预备了救恩。
So he prepared salvation for humans.
这个救恩一方面不是人自己所能够达成做成的。
This salvation is not, cannot be made by humans.
但另一方面却是要得到这个救恩之后就要努力去实行这个救恩。
But once we receive this salvation, we need to work, do the good work to accomplish it.
我再请各位来跟我念一下以弗所书第二章第十节，请。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善， 就是神所预备叫我们行的。耶稣基督是神所设立的救主。
Jesus Christ is the Savior, established by God.
基督这个字的意思就是神所设立的那一位，就是受膏者的意思。
Christ also means the anointed that's set by God.
那希伯来文是弥赛亚，希腊文是基督，中文也是基督。
Hebrew is Messiah and Greek is Christ.
他原本是上帝独生子，意思就是跟神联合的那第二个位格的神。
He was the only son of God. He is the second position, second person of the Trinity God.
神天父差派他到这个世界来成为人，为了拯救人。
God sent him to this world to save us.
他来了就成全了神第二次创造的工作。
He came to accomplish the second creation.
神第二次再造的工作是什么呢？就是差派基督到世上来。
The second creation of God is to send Jesus to this world.
让他为人的罪而付出罪的代价。
So he will pay the price for our sins.
第三天他从死里面复活，让人认识到神是掌管生命的主。
The third day he resurrected, so people will recognize that God is in control of life.
这样神第三个位格的圣灵才能够临到信耶稣的人心里面。
So then the third person of the Trinity God, the Holy Spirit, can come to those who believe him.
这四件事情是神第二次的创造。
This is the second creation of God.
2000年以前神安排了一位女子叫玛利亚，让圣灵使他感孕而生了耶稣。
2000 years ago, God prepared a woman named Mary so that she was pregnant by the Holy Spirit.
神跟人之间的差距是那么的大，而神变成人是不可以想象的。
The gap between God and humans is so huge that we cannot even imagine.
耶稣来到这个世上，从一个小婴孩，就是毫无保护自己能力的情况中开始成长。
Jesus came to this world as an infant who is completely helpless and start to grow.
他在这个成长的过程中跟你跟我是完全一样，只是他没有违背天父的心意。
During his process of growth, he was just like you, like me, except he did not disobey God's will.
所以他才有资格为你为我所犯的罪付出这个罪的代价。
Therefore, only he qualifies to pay for the sins of yours and mine.
好像你手很脏，你拿了一块肮脏的抹布，你怎么再擦也没有办法把你的手擦干净。
It's like when you have dirty hands, you pick up a piece of dirty rag, and doesn't matter how much you wipe, it'll still be dirty.
要找到这个世界上一点污秽都没有的手巾来擦人的罪是找不到的。
It's not possible to find a completely clean rag to wipe our dirty hands.
耶稣就是神所预备的那一块是完全圣洁的手巾，为的是要擦人的罪。
Jesus is the completely holy and clean rag that God prepared for us to wipe off our.
在彼得前书第二章二十四节这样的说，我们一起来念，请。他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。耶稣的死不是完了，是成了。
Jesus' death is not finished, it is accomplished.
他完成了天父要他做救赎的工作。
He accomplished the salvation work that's ordained by God.
这个还不算是最精彩的部分。
This is not even the best part.
最精彩的部分是第三天他从死里面复活。
The best part is he resurrected on the third day.
在他做成复活之前的一千年，圣经里面已经预言了他的死跟复活。
A thousand years before his resurrection, the Bible had already predicted this.
他之所以能够胜过死亡，是因为他是造生命的主宰。
The reason he can overcome death is because he is the Lord of life.
他是神，他有绝对的主权。
He is God, he has absolute power.
所以他能够让今天信靠耶稣的人，他的人，可以经历到同样胜过死亡的那种能力。
So he can, by this, he can make those who believe in him today to experience this power of overcome death.
所以当我们来求告耶稣，向他表明我们愿意信靠接受他，奇妙的事情就发生了。
So when we believe him, we come to pray to him, remarkable things will happen.
那就是我们灵性苏醒过来。
That is, our spirit is awakened.
我们可以跟神沟通。
We can communicate with God.
我们可以明白神所说的真理。
We can understand the truth that God told us.
而且我们有一种信心，可以面对人生一切的困难跟考验。
And we'll have the faith that can face all kinds of trials of life.
甚至我们可以面对死亡。
And we can even face death.
这一种的改变，圣经称之为重生。
This kind of change, the Bible calls it rebirth.
就是我们有一个新的生命在我们里面诞生了。
That is, we have a new life that's among us.
这个新的生命就是耶稣的生命。
This new life is life of Jesus.
有耶稣的圣洁的本质，也可以存到永远。
So that his holy, holy character can be, retained.
因为神是永恒的，这一种跟神之间的关系也是永恒的，所以我们称为永生。
Because God is eternal, and our relationship with Him is also eternal, therefore we call this eternal life.
圣经告诉我们，信耶稣的得到永生。
The Bible told us, those who believe Him will receive eternal life.
这个就是信耶稣的目的吗？
Is this the purpose of believing Jesus?
你说了半天，是不是这个就是人生的意义吗？
Is this the meaning of life?
信耶稣得永生，不信耶稣得不到永生，这个好功利啊。
Believe in Jesus, we receive eternal life. If you don't, you don't receive eternal life. Sounds pretty shallow.
那我们信耶稣是为什么呢？
So why do we believe in Jesus?
我们再来把刚才念的以弗所书第二章第十节再念一次，请。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。哦，原来我们信耶稣得救，不是要等着进天堂。
Okay, so it turns out that, Ephesians 2:10 tells us that to believe in Jesus and to be saved is not to wait to go to the heaven.
得救也不是你清高，你比别人都没有罪，高过人家一等。
It is also not that we are better than other people, we don't have sins.
得救也不是让你能够享受神的恩典，就是没有疾病，没有灾殃，凡事顺利。
To be saved is also not to, enjoy God's blessings like no disease, no problem.
神要你我得救，有一个使命，有一个清楚的方向。
God saved us because He gave us a mission, a clear direction.
就是叫我们做神要我们做的事，这是行善的意义。
Is to do good work, that's from God.
神创造你，创造我，是叫我们能够认识他。
God created you and me is for us to get to know Him.
然后他救我们是为了叫我们侍奉他。
And then He saved us is for us to serve Him.
侍奉不是传道人的专利。
Serving God is not just for preachers.
侍奉是每一个基督徒都应当做的事。
Serving God is a duty for every Christian.
当你受洗，下个礼拜我们有洗礼。当你受洗，你是加入 耶稣基督的身体就是教会。
When you are baptized, like we'll be doing it next week, you participate into a part of God's body, which is church.
身体，我们身体，身体的每一个部分都有它的功能。
Every part of our body has its function.
你在教会里面也有一定的功能。
In this church, you also have certain function.
神呼召你，就是叫你做成你这一份功能的工作。
God calls you for you to do the good work that is your responsibility.
有人说我喜欢唱诗唱歌，所以我要加入诗班。
Some say I like to sing, so I'd like to join choir.
但是不是你自己决定，是要神呼召你来加入诗班的。
It is not that you decide yourself, you need to have calling from God.
你说我就是不喜欢打扫清洁卫生。我没有清洁的恩赐。
Maybe you say, I don't like to do cleaning. I don't have this type of talent.
但是神就是呼召你要做清洁的工作。
But God might call you to clean the church.
神安排每一个肢体在这个身体当中越应当做的事。
God calls every part of the body to do its work.
如果你明白你能够为创造宇宙万有的神来做这个卫生的工作，那是一件多么光彩的事情。
If you understand that you can do this cleaning job for this God who created the universe and everything, that is a very glorious job.
按照我们的本性，我们都是好逸恶劳的人。
Our nature is lazy.
如果你不肯来服侍主，
If you don't want to come to serve God,
你对人也不有那一份的爱心，
You also don't have a loving heart for other people.
你也不想参与教会任何的服侍，
You also don't want to participate in any service of the church.
那你应当扪心自问一下，到底耶稣基督是否真实活在你心中？
Then maybe you need to ask if Jesus Christ is really living in your heart.
在彼得前书第二章第九节，我们大家一起来念，请。唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。每一位基督徒都有一个共同性的呼召，就是要去宣扬那召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Every Christian has this common calling, that is, call us to out of darkness into the marvelous light.
那就是去为耶稣做见证。
That is to go be witness for Jesus.
上个世纪的中叶，有五个年轻人，他们到南美洲的厄瓜多尔那些土族当中去传福音。
In the middle of the last century, there were five young people who went to Ecuador to preach gospel to the tribes people.
很不幸的，他们被当地的土人所杀害。
But they were all killed by the tribe people.
整个世界都受到了这个新闻的震惊。
The whole world was shaken by this news.
但是他们的遗孀，他们的儿女还是继续的回到当地的土人当中向他们传福音。
But their offsprings continue to go back to the same place to preach gospel to the tribesmen.
结果这一些奥卡人的杀人的部落，他们终于明白了耶稣基督舍身救赎的意义。
So eventually the tribes people understood the meaning of Jesus' salvation.
从一个蛮荒没有文化的杀人的部落变成了一个彼此相爱的基督徒的团体。
They changed from a primitive tribe into a large family full of Jesus' love.
这一张右边的照片是当年五个人当中的其中一位 Ned Sand。他的儿子 Steve Sand.
On this picture on the right side, we see this Steve Saint is the son of the five martyrs, Nathan Saint.
30年之后，他回到他们当中，和四位奥卡人一起照的像，其中有三位是杀他父亲的人。
30 years later, he went to the same place and took this picture with four of the local tribesmen. Three of them were the ones who killed five people, including his dad.
他们都信了耶稣，而其中有一位站在他旁边的那一位，就认 Steve 为他的义子，他做他的教父。
And they all believed in Christ. And one of them, the one next to him, took him as adopted son.
Sand, 他 Steve Sand, 他的姑姑就是 Ned Sand 的妹妹 Rachel. Rachel Sand, 在奥卡人当中30年在他们当中工作。
Nathan Saint's sister, that's Steve Saint's aunt, worked among the tribesmen for 30 years.
他在1994年过世的。
She passed away in 1994.
有一些人喜欢听这一个 Jim Elliot 他的妻子的这个 Elizabeth Elf, Elliot 的这个广播节目现在已经没了啊，他已经过去了。
Some people like to listen to one of the five people, Jim Elliot's wife's story.
那丈夫死了，妻子上去继续的做传道的工作。
So husband was killed and wife went on to continue to do the missionary work.
Steve, 他帮助他们建立了一个本族人的一个科技中心。
Steve Saint helped the local people to have established a science and technology center.
就是教他们最新的现代的这些科技，让他们改善生活。
That is to teach them the modern technology for them to improve their lives.
从1956年，600个人的这一个小小的这一个土族民族。到了2000年的时候，已经有超过2000的人都是受过文化的。
From 500, 600 people back in 1956 to year 2000, they grow to 2000 people, they were all educated.
当然，上帝呼召每一个人工作都是不一样的。
Of course, God's calling for each person will be different.
但是有一个共同性一样的呼召。
There is a common calling.
就是不论你做什么事，你都应当按着神的意思去做，荣耀他。
That is, doesn't matter what you do, you need to do it according to God's will.
不管你是做老师也好，你是做工程师也好。
Whether you are a teacher or an engineer.
不管你是做医师也好，你做会计师，你做厨师，做牧师，都一样。
Doctor, accountant, cook or pastor, it's the same.
你要用你的一生来为主做见证。宣扬上帝的美德，这是神的呼召。
You need to testify, with your whole life God's glory.
不一定你要到厄瓜多尔的土族当中，但在你工作的地方，你就是上帝的宣教士。
You don't have to go to Ecuador, but at place where you work, you are the preacher of God's word.
神要我们进入。他已经为我们预备好的角色。
God wants us to enter into the role that he prepared for us.
我们再念一次以弗所书第二章第十节，请。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。你生下来的那一天，上帝已经设计好你一生了。
On the day you were born, God has planned for your whole life.
所以在你人生的某一个点上，你会与上帝相遇。
So at some point in your life, you will meet God.
他呼召你，叫你跟从耶稣。
He called you, asked you to follow Jesus.
你的回应会使你成为神家里面的一员。
Your response will make you to be a member of God's family.
然后神要向你启示他呼召你的目的。
And God will reveal to you the purpose of his calling.
那就是你出生明白你出生意义的那个日子。
That is the day you understand why you were born.
神呼召我们有五件事每一个人都应当做的。
There are five things God calls us that all of us need to do.
首先我们应该过一个敬拜他的生活。
First, we need to live a life that's worshiping God.
就是每一天我们都应当花一段时间来亲近神祷告读神的话。
Every day we need to spend some time to pray to him to read his word.
不论是周二、周三、周四或周五，你可以的话就去参加小组的查经来明白神的话。
On a weekday, if you can, join a small group Bible study.
主日应当到教会去敬拜神。
Sundays, you need to come to church to worship God.
这是神呼召你第一件要做的事。
This is God's calling, the first thing you need to do.
第二，神要你参与教会的服事。
Second, God wants you to participate in church service.
因为教会就是你，就是我，就是我们这个大家庭。
Because a church is you, me, and this whole family.
每一个家庭的成员都有责任来参与教会的服事。
Every member of this family has a responsibility to participate in service.
哪一个肢体生病了、软弱了，我们都有责任去关怀、去探访、去病院问候。
If somebody is sick, each one of us has responsibility to care and visit this person.
哪一个肢体没有来参加主日的崇拜，我们回去就应当打电话问候他们。
If a person did not come to church to worship, we need to call and ask.
邀请同学邀请朋友到家里面做客然后给他们传福音。
Invite friends, invite students to your home to preach gospel to them.
有来做短期访学的我们去关心他们帮助他们安顿。
There are who come to, for short-term visit, we have responsibility to care for them.
教会里有许许多多的侍奉是等着人去做的。
There are many, many things in the church that's waiting for people to do.
你不做这些事情就没有人做。
If you don't do it, nobody will do it.
第三，我们蒙召是要奉献。
Third, we are being called to offer.
神要的不是你的钱包，神要的是比你的钱包大得多的东西了。
God does not just want your wallet. What God wants is much bigger than that.
因为神要的是你整个的人。
Because God wants your whole person.
哦，当你把十分之一奉献给你收入的十分之一奉献给教会，你觉得这是很大的事情，其实那个是起码的事。
When you give one tenth to the church of your income, you think that's a big thing. Actually, this is the least.
因为神他已经为你把他的独生子的命都舍了，他要的是你整个的人。
Because God has sacrificed the life of His only Son, God wants your whole person.
如果你不肯把你人心奉献给神，那你的奉献就不完全。
If you're not willing to offer to God your whole person, your heart, that is not complete.
不管你在做多少事，捐多少钱，一定是有折扣的。
It doesn't matter how much money you give, how many things you do.
不然你看看你一个礼拜当中你花多少的时间在你的工作上，在你的家庭中，在你的配偶，在你的儿女身上。
Just think how much time you spend each day, in your family, on your spouse, on your children.
然后你再想想你一个礼拜当中你花了多少的时间想到神，想到神的教会。
And then think how much time you spend each day or each week that you think about the church, you think about God's work.
你有没有纪念我们所支持的这些宣教士为他们祷告呢？
Have you prayed for those missionaries that we support?
还是你要等到他们回来了，像国中，他们到这里了，你才想起来说，哦，我要为你祷告。
Or do you only pray for them when they come back to visit?
神要我们去传福音。
God also wants us to preach gospel.
其实传福音是非常简单的，就是你向人讲你怎么，你为什么要信耶稣，你怎么信耶稣的。
Actually, preaching gospel is pretty simple. All you need to do is to tell people how and why you believe in Jesus.
我想我们当中每一个基督徒都会传福音做得救的见证，因为你受洗的时候都要做的。
Every Christian among us need to preach gospel by witnessing to other people.
所以下个礼拜要受洗的弟兄姐妹，你不要说，哎呀，好为难上台对这么多人讲我自己的私事，哎呀，怎么信主的，好难，好难，好难。
So those who are going to be baptized next week, don't say that it's so difficult that I have to come up here to tell my personal things.
那是给你一个机会去学的怎么向人传福音做见证。
That is an opportunity for you to learn how to preach gospel.
所以当我们向人传福音的时候，其实我们是把我们自己介绍给别人。
So when we preach gospel, we actually are introducing ourselves to other people.
你知道你将来去见上帝的时候，他不会问你银行有多少存款啊。
One day when we go see God, God will not ask us how much money you have in your bank.
他也不会问你你在公司里面升官升到哪个位置了。
He will not also ask that, what kind of position have you been promoted to in your company.
但肯定有一个问题他会问你的。
But for sure, there's one question he will ask you.
你今天记住，他肯定会问你一个问题，他不问你的话。
Please remember, there will be one question for sure he will ask you.
他不问你的话，你回头直问我，他一定肯定会问你。
If he doesn't ask you, you can ask me.
你说，那是什么问题？
What's that question?
那什么问题？你带了多少人信耶稣？
How many people have you led to believe in Jesus?
第五件我们蒙召要做的事情，就是你要活出耶稣基督来。
Number five, the thing that we need to do, is to live out Jesus Christ.
基督徒的意思就是像基督一样的小基督。
A Christian, means a person who is like Christ.A small Christ.
我们最大的挑战就是怎么样子把我们的老我能够压下去，隐藏起来。
Our challenge is to overcome our old selves.
让我们耶稣基督在我们身上能够表现出来。
So Jesus Christ can be, revealed from us.
渐渐你就会明白这件事情，就是你成为基督徒最重要的一件事，就是让别人从你身上看见耶稣基督。
So gradually you will understand the most important thing to preach gospel is to let other people see Christ through you.
唯有你活出耶稣基督，你才会感觉到耶稣基督的真实跟你人生的意义。
Only when you live out Jesus Christ, you will understand the truth of, of Jesus Christ and the meaning of life.
人要活得有意义，一定要有一个使命感。
To have a meaningful life, we must have a sense of mission.
基督徒的使命就是要遵行神的旨意，做成他所托付的工。
The mission for us Christians is to follow God's will and accomplish His work.
综合性的讲，我刚才已经说了那五件事，但是你自己个别性的你要去发现。
Comprehensively, we just talked about those five things, but individually, you need to go find it out.
我们每一个人都当敬拜神。
Each one of us should worship God.
我们每一个人都当参与教会的服事。
Each of us need to participate in church service.
我们每一个人都应当奉献自己。
Each of us should, offer ourselves.
我们每一个人都应当向人传福音。
Each of us needs to preach gospel.
我们每一个人都当活出耶稣基督的生命。
Each of us needs to live out the life of Jesus Christ.
这是神呼召你的一个使命。
This is the mission that God is calling us.
所以人生的意义是什么呢？
So what's the meaning of life?
就是你知道神赋予你生命。
Is to first understand that God gave us lives.
然而他继续的在基督里面救赎你，让你能够成为他的儿女。
And then he continued to save us in Christ so we can become his children.
然后我们才能够去做神所喜悦的事情。
Then we can go do the things that he likes.
渐渐我们就进入了神为我们所预备的角色。
And gradually we enter into the role that God prepared for us.
不论你在哪行哪业，你都应当为主而活。
Doesn't matter what profession you need to live for our Lord.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们谢谢你再一次借着你的话来复习我们，提醒我们，你选召我们的意义。
Heavenly Father, we thank you by reminding us through your word the purpose of you choosing us.
我们当中还有寻求主的，主啊，让我们不要迟疑，趁着还有今日，赶紧接受耶稣基督做救主，进入神的家中。
There are still people who are seeking Lord God. Please help those people. Do not delay. Just believe in you and join this family.
主啊，若是我们已经蒙了重生得救的人，让我们能够寻求你在我们身上的使命跟呼召。
Lord, for those who have been reborn and been saved, please help us to seek your calling on us.
让我们能够把主耶稣在我们身上活出来。
So we can live out our Lord Jesus Christ.
求主帮助我们听我们的祈祷。
May God help us listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信分享收听后的感想，也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。